Good evening and welcome to the Warren County Amateur Radio Club's Technical Net, or TechNet for short. My name is John. My amateur radio call sign is November 2 Delta Victor Delta. I will be your net control station for this session. This isn't informal, but it is a directed net, which meets on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the W2WCR link repeater system. All amateur radio operators are invited to join, regardless of any type of club affiliation. The purpose of this net is to further the technical knowledge of all who participate. Questions pertaining to amateur radio, electronics, and general computers are all appropriate for this net, as well as various building projects pertaining to radio. All participants are invited to answer any of the questions presented and the TechNet, regardless of any type of club affiliation. If anyone has the emergency or priority traffic, please call Net Control now. Nothing heard. Checking into the net, please state that this is, let the carrier drop to help prevent doubles, then give your call, your name, and your location. At this time, are there any mobiles or portables for those short on time wishing to check in? If so, please call Net Control. Nothing heard. Open call. All other stations wishing to check in, please call now.
This is KD2VME Stephen, also in Queensbury, going through Prospect.
This is K2AYQ Wing, South Glens Falls, 73.
Recognizes KD2BVA David. Good evening. KD2EME Stephen. Good evening to you, sir. And K2AYQ. Good evening, Wayne. Do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Heard. Looks like we might have a very short net this evening. And before I continue on, Wayne, I'm hearing a little bit of interference on my end. Is my signal clean or am I still in the repeater okay?
This is K2AYQ. You are clean, full gliding, no noise.
Thank you, Wayne. I'm hearing a little bit of, I'm doing 220, and I'm hearing a little bit of a raspy thing on my end, and I was just kind of wondering, maybe it was, maybe I'm holding my mic appropriately or something, I'm not quite sure. But thank you for the assistance, I do appreciate that. And before we start, one more call before we get going here. People wishing to check into the Warren County Technical Net, please call.
K2, this is
FKH. I'll be listening, John, but I don't want to be in the rotation.
This is AT2EX in Fort Ann, Mike.
Right.
recognizes Katie 2FKH. Good evening, George. Thanks for checking in. If you desire to have comments or so forth, just please let us know, and we'll put you right back into the rotation. Mike, AC2EX, good evening, sir. Good to hear you. Welcome aboard. Any other stations? Nothing heard. Well, this evening, there's been some discussion amongst some of the local amateur radio operators from the club and so forth concerning remote location of portable operations. Equipment's used, how do you transport them, antennas, the type of antennas that would be used, and all this has to do with things of field day, emergency communications, people that like to backpack and go camping as well as travel on vacation and bring their radio equipment along. So because of the topics and the discussion going on, I said, why not just bring it up? Field day's around the corner, June 26th. This would be a good opportunity to spark some interest and get some minds flowing. Also on solar power. With that, as our topic, I'd like to go to the top of the list. David, KD2BVA, if you would, sir, your comments. Then over to Stephen, KD2EME. Stephen, if you would, send it right over to Wayne, K2AYQ. Wayne, if you would, ship it up to Mike, AC2EX, Mike, and when you're done, give it back to me. KD2BVA, and to a DVD.
This is KD2EME, Stephen in Queensbury. Good evening, everyone. The topic is an interesting one for me because I am coming up on the ice out on Lake George, and I do spend a great deal of time boating and camping on the islands in Lake George, and I am very interested in learning about operation on the islands. There's a couple of times, like 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, where I'm out there for 3 or 4 days, and it might be worth setting up some kind of a station. I normally, of course, take an HD with me. But before I pass it on to Wayne for this first go-around, I wanted to mention on an off-subject topic, those of us that have relatively new laptops or have Windows 8.1, Microsoft issued this morning a rather large update. It's almost a gigabyte. And I haven't really noticed a big difference, but it is strongly recommended. So if you have one of those systems running 8.1, check your Windows updates and get that update. With that, I'll pass it along to Wayne, K2AYQ. This is KD2EME.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen. KD2EME. And the TechNet, this is K2AYQ. Yeah, received a written notice about the fact that anybody with 8.1 has to upgrade to 8.1 update, I think was the name of it. But anyway, I had heard the same, and does not directly affect me, but there are some that I know that it does affect. And I would I'd like to think of how I'm going to come up with new passwords, which is totally off of the subject, but listening to the news, I think there's a real mess out there. Portable and mobile. Portable, about the only thing I can say is I operate portable when I'm walking the dog. Don't expect I'll be doing any traveling or camping personally. But one can never tell. And but I can see that I'm not going to be dragging the me in the big battery, although it works well. So up to you, Mike. How are things up there? AC2EX, the net K2AYQ.
Wade, good to hear your voice and everyone's. Steve, thanks for the tip. My son just brought a brand new laptop back yesterday. He bought, and it's a hot machine with an i7, and you should have heard him howl. First encounter with Windows 8. So he'll be happy to hear the upgrade is out. I'm going to let this roll. On the subject of portability, I guess that everything I've done so far is in miniature, and the little KX3 and my battery setup. I've got a pack set up so I can fling it in the trunk, and the MCOM2 chameleon antenna is pretty much a sling a rock over a branch, and it works pretty good, but. I'll learn a lot more this year, but it's nice to have it all so that if I do relocate myself, the radio room kind of comes with me. And at that, I give it back to John, AC2EX, to DVD.
Thank you, Mike. AC2EX, this is N2DVD, net control station for the Warren County Amateur Radio. Well, technical net. Do we have any other stations wishing to join? If so, please call now. I'm not hearing anything. Well, thank you for the update on the Microsoft stuff. And, Wayne, you never know when portable operations are in need, especially when it comes to, obviously, the field day operations and emergency communications. However, vacation travel, I have found that having the knowledge to operate portable, been able to put up some antennas, really helped the vacation for me anyway. Little simple things at work. I know that, Stephen, you go up on the island quite a bit and so forth, and you do operate from your handheld. I've heard you in the past. I've spoke to you in the past concerning that. One of my favorite antennas, when I bring a handheld with me, is similar to a J-pole, but it's a single band. What I do is I take the coaxial cable and I measure out the length that I need using the various formula for the handheld. And I strip it back with the where I have the center conductor as my radiator. And then I also use the shield as my counterpoise. And as people know, when you're doing that, you want to add at least 5% to the counterpoise area to help you out. The match is very good. I've done it for 2 meters. I've done it for 440. I've done it for 220. It works exceptionally well. It rolls up nice and easy. It just goes right in your suitcase real good. So that's a little topic to start off with. Back up to the top of the list, K2BBA to EME to AYQ to AC2EX, and Mike back up to me. David, if you would, sir.
David in the group. This is KD2EME. Yes. I last year was talking quite a bit. I did get a dipole from, I don't remember if it was ham radio, HRO, who it was, but I did get a, I believe it's a 2 meter. It might be 2 meter and 440. So I did get a dipole that I can place up in a tree and use with an adapter, antenna adapter on my my HT. But what I'd really like to do, if I could figure out a safe way to do it, is take my TS-2000 with me. Because I always have a 12-volt a deep cycle battery with me, basically a marine battery. Usually when I update the battery for my boat, I save the old one, and if I'm not using it to power the trolling motor for my canoe, I'm using it to keep my cell phone charged or whatever. So I would have 12-volt power, and I still have the OEM handheld mic for the TS-2000. I'm using the desktop, the MC60 Kenwood mic now. But my concern would be, aside from trying to pick a weekend where the weather was going to be fairly stable, you know, what kind of multiband antenna to use, how to transport the TS-2000 without breaking it, getting it wet, or some other thing that I haven't thought of, and that kind of thing. The other issue that might be a problem is up in the Narrows, they call the Narrows because it is narrow between some very steep mountains. Black Mountain on one side, 2,665 feet, and Tongue Mountain on the other side is about 2,200 feet. So I would literally be sort of southwest to northeast in the mountains there. Let me roll this. And as far as an antenna goes, I suppose if I want to climb back in the attic, I guess I have one up there that doesn't seem to work any better east-west than the north-south folded dipole that I have. And that's one of the N-Fed, it's called the Ultimax DX Extreme or something. It's got a network box on one end that I hooked a coax to, and it's 72 feet long, I think, of coated wire with three ground planes or counterpoises. So I could probably rig that up pretty easy, and the internal tuner on the TS-2000 will tune it. So I'd have to find an old suitcase and put it with foam or get some kind of waterproof thing or something. But I'd sure like to try that. It would be a lot of fun. And with that, I guess I'll pass it along to Wayne. K2AYQ, this is K2EME.
Yeah, KD2EME, K2AYQ. Yeah, very good, Stephen. And probably that would work very, very well. I'm sure that the TS-590 would do just as well with 12 volts and keep the power down. The automatic tuner to virtually anything you can put up there. Curious about John and his antennas. I wasn't sure. Do you fold on these antennas you're talking about, John? Do you fold the shield back over the coax or the counterpoise? Or do you just attach a wire to the shield and fold it back? Curious about that. If you fold the braiding back over the coax, then that would give you a nice, trying to think of the name of it. I can't come up with a name. But it makes a nice dipole type arrangement for portable operation. We've used them on 10 meters, but it gets tricky when you try and fold the foil back. If you use some braiding from RG58, slide that back over RG59, then it works out very well. And that's about it. I've got the portable for some work, and I've got the two meter rigs that that would go for portable operation in an emergency. But not as far as camping goes. Not planning on any of that area this time. Up to you, Mike. AC2EX, K2AYQ.
AC2EX with the group. Steve, my guess is if you brought that Kenwood with you and you set up that wire antenna, you'd have a pretty good cloud warming setup for NVIS, and I would think that you could just shoot your signal straight up in the air and get a 200, maybe 300 mile range. Just a thought, out in the middle of the lake like that, I would think it would bounce straight up and you'll have it relatively low. If you get it level and you have the counterpoise, I think it'd be a perfect NVIS setup, and you might like that for HF, you know. But other than that, that's the way I've got my antenna set up. It's 10 foot high right now. It's and it's similar. It's an N-Fed by Chameleon, and it's 60 feet long. And I've got about a 60 foot counterpoise under it, and it does a pretty good job. But anyway, back to John. This is AC2EX with a group to N2DVD.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. And this is N2DVD, Net Control. Are there any other stations wishing to join us? If so, please call now.
This is KC0MMY, Andre in Whitehall, New York. Over.
Good evening, Andre. KC0MMY. Welcome aboard. Glad to have you. Do we have any other stations wishing to join? Please call.
RU1PFC, Bernie in Hudson Falls.
That recognizes W1BFC. Good evening, Bernie. Anyone else? Nothing heard. Now, before we continue, a couple comments here. First of all, Wayne, what I do and the way I do it is I remove the outer coating as neatly as possible, without cutting the shield or going deep, and remove the outer coating. Then I separate the shield enough where I can slip a pencil, anything up underneath, and pull my center conductor out carefully. Once the center conductor is out carefully, the way I do it is then I take my shield and I just bring it straight down and let it dangle. I take a rubber band and I take a tack and I put it right up against the ceiling in the hotel room or wherever I'm at. I let it dangle right down into the handout. It works fantastic. It works perfect. I use the formulas that are needed. It's just an outstanding performer. Simple, easy, right to the point, and it works well. Wait. Steven. Comment on yours. I don't believe they're Pelican cases. They come in various sizes. They are watertight. They seal very nicely. Might be something to look at with the Pelican case. Second thing, as far as an antenna goes, I have used, and I think it's a wonderful gimmick here. It's good through 20 meters down through 6. It doesn't give you the lower part, but it gives you the upper part, 20 through 6. What it is, MFK has an extendable whip. It's 3/8 with 24 thread. I believe the model number is 1975, 78, something of that nature. I can't remember. It's one of them. And what it does is when it's fully extended, it extends out to 16 and a half feet. I use a clamp for that to screw into, and then I run the counterpoise off the bottom of that. The best one to use is probably a Sierra clamp, because a Sierra clamp, you're able to take that and attach it to just about any type of a mount, a picnic table, anything. I have used in the past a tamper, a ground tamper in the past, attached right to that and then used it. They work well, they perform well, and they crunch right down to hardly nothing, so portability is there. With that, we're going to start with you, Andre, if you would. Your comments for the net, we're talking about, I don't know if you've been listening, we're talking about the portable operations, remote locations, in the area of field day, emergency communications, any type of camping and backpacking, vacation travel. How will we operate on the thing? the bands, solar power, and so forth. So with you, just one moment, please, wait. So I'll have you pick it up, Andre. If you would, after your comments, please give it to Bernie. Bernie, if you would, send it up to David, KD2BVA, David to Stephen, Stephen to Wayne. We're going to go through the whole list. Wayne, right back to Mike, and Mike, if you would, right back up to me. So with that, Andre, it's your turn, sir, N2DVD.
Okay, thank you, N2DVD. This is KC0MMY. Andre here in Whitehall, New York. I'm actually, speaking of portable communications, I'm actually testing out a portable handheld right now. Actually, I have it in my shack. I'm using one of the 2 meter, 70 centimeter handhelds here hooked up to my beam outside. I actually have it on an amplifier that I was able to pick up, and so I'm kind of testing that out just to see how it's working. And as a matter of fact, I'm running completely on battery right now. So the amp is running on a battery, and the radio is also running on its battery. So that's kind of the portable communications part of it. And that's really the reason why I'm testing it, is just to see if I can actually get away with doing something like this on an emergency basis if I would need to. Also, I've kind of put together a little backpack as well. I've got the radio in there. I am planning on having a laptop in there or a netbook in there or something as well that might run a Linux distribution, just to see how that all works out, just in case I would ever need to program a radio or if I ever would venture into doing APRS in a backpack as well, which is a project that I want to work on this summer. And potentially, I don't have an HF rig, which I really wish I could get a portable HF rig, but they're just a little bit cost prohibitive at this time. So, but that's really, that's what's going on right now. So I'm kind of carting that around as I need to during the day or whatever, when I'm at work, just, you know, because I put my work laptop in there and whatnot as well. So the radio's in that, and they're just to kind of carry around to see how well it's going to work for me or how well it's not going to work for me. But anyway, those are all the comments that I have for this go-around, and I think this is going to be my final go-around. I'll probably be listening off to the side, but I think I'll duck out for the evening. So 73, everyone, thanks for letting me in, and have a good evening. I will pass it to Bernie. This is KC0MMY.
WNPFC in the group. John, I've got to give it back to you. A company just walked in. I'll take it on the next go-around. Over to you. WNPFC, clear for a minute.
Check in. Check in acknowledged. Please go ahead.
AA1PR, Mike, or Brandon, I'll just follow in somewhere. Put me at the end of the list or something.
That recognizes AA1PR. Good evening, Mike. Okay,